Okay, we are on. Thank you. Welcome to everyone who's here. We are getting started. Thank you for your patience as we prepare for this long evening, and welcome, all of you. Today is Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, and this is the City Council study meeting for the City of South Jordan. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with these outstanding City Council members that are seated here alongside me. Thank you, all of you, for your service to our city. We also have our, I always say it, we've got the best city staff in the state, and they're all here with us. We appreciate our administration team being here. Thank you for joining us. With that, we also want to welcome members of the public, those who are joining us here in person and those online. We've got folks presenting to us. Everyone who is here or will listen to this later, we welcome you and appreciate your participation. We're going to open this meeting with an invocation tonight by Councilmember Patrick Harris.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we have the opportunity to gather together. We're thankful for all the city staff and all the efforts they've gone through to put together this meeting, and please bless them in their efforts that they will be able to present the material well. Please bless us that we'll be able to receive the inspiration to make the best decisions in behalf of the city. We're thankful for this food that's been prepared for us, and please bless it. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Harris. All right. Coordination. Anybody have anything specific that you'd like to bring up? Please.
Just comment. I mean, I had a resident reach out to me. And I know it comes up periodically, just about the park strips, you know, whether or not, you know, we need to have vegetation in the park strips or just rock, and, you know, and they were kind of curious about, you know, whether or not it's something that we're going to be enforcing, you know, moving forward. And we don't
actually have to get an answer right now. I know it's kind of a separate thing, but, you know,
it's something that periodically comes up. So I said I'd bring it up. Yeah.
About that soon?
We need to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good.
I know Jason's team's been working
on it. Okay, thank you.
Jason's team, Steven's teams, Brad's teams.
Okay.
Most controversial item in the city.
Long-term strategy for it all.
Yeah. All right, another conversation would be really great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Melinda's team.
Anyone else? Anything else to coordinate? Okay. I think the only item I have to coordinate is a calendaring item, which we can go over later. That's really it for right now. Yeah. So let's move on and go through our regular agenda. Anybody have any questions? The proclamation in recognition of our Vietnam War veterans and their families is fairly straightforward. We'll have Daughters of the American Revolution here. To receive that. And Jay Francis is coming to present us with an update. He's calling it the State of the Chamber, but an update on the Chamber's activity over the last year, the impact to the city, all the things. So that'll be good to get an update. You'll recall we said we would like to have more regular updates. We didn't used to get very many updates before, and joining with this chamber, Jay said I'd like to come and give an update, so that's good. Yeah. And then we've got some pretty big things, right, on the agenda tonight. We'll have a presentation on the petition of annexation and then have the public hearing and listen to the feedback of the residents. And I don't have a grasp of how many people to expect. There was a lot of chatter on social media back when the council member from Harriman was posting a lot of things that were, whatever. But we've tried to be so transparent and forthcoming in this information and putting it out there, and far more than we're required to, way more than we usually do for public hearings, just to make sure residents are aware of it. And I haven't seen a great deal of whether or not people plan to come or not. I'm just not certain. So I'm sure we'll have people come. I just have no idea how to predict. I haven't heard.
A few that have said they're going to be online.
Okay.
They're like, do I need to be in the chamber? I'm like, no, but dial in because you want to learn this.
Yeah.
Firsthand.
Yeah,
so I hope I see a few people I know on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Yeah, good.
I haven't heard anything? Not one yet.
Okay.
So
I've had one resident reach out to me.
Okay. It's interesting that when somebody not in our city posts things that are
Inflammatory, maybe.
Inflammatory is a good word. I'm trying to choose my words carefully. Inflammatory. that it can create a lot of outcry. With good reason, right? If it were accurate.
Yeah.
But since it's been extremely inflammatory, and we've been really transparent and forthcoming about all the things, putting it all out there and working collaboratively, and so is Rio Tinto, putting information out there, it seems to have died down fast. So that's why I can't gauge what to expect. I really have no idea. But we've got that tonight. That's our main item. Mr. Luce will be doing the presentation initially. We'll do our public hearing, and we will have a robust discussion and hear what people have to say and make some decisions. And our folks from Rio will be here, I'm sure. And so, and then we'll also discuss the MOU and the determination. If the annexation is approved, then the MOU would be the next step. So we'll see how everything goes tonight. But that's the agenda. Anybody have additional concerns?
I know there was one person that contacted and left Don Tingey a message about why would we give it a zoning without a hearing, you know? But remember, they have to have some zoning when they come into the city.
Right.
So that's why we chose the holding zone as an A1 zone or whatever it was.
A5.
It's an A5.
A5.
Yeah. Legally, we can't have property in the city that's not zoned.
So there may be a question about...
Come to the table.
There may be a question about that. I'm just saying, and I didn't know if you all knew that we recommend that they come in with an A zone on the property until we get the PC zone in place.
Yeah, that's a good point. One that would be helpful to make sure we say tonight to help, for the understanding.
Yeah, I think the negativity of it was that we're zoning it as a low zone, so then we're going to switch it to a high zone.
Which is why we...
The MOU has clearly stated what the intentions are, mm-hmm. but we do have to have some kind of a zone for it to come into.
So we just learned, thanks to Mr. Garman, I don't see him. He's around here somewhere sending emails. But thanks to Matt, it's currently zoned heavy industrial, was it, for the county, which obviously isn't what they want to do, what we would do if it were annexed into the city. And the holding zone that we have, we call a holding zone, agricultural, 5 units per acre, and they understand that. If you look at the MOU, and we'll talk about this more, the MOU specifically states that they'll be applying for a PC zone, and that's what we're all talking about, and that's the zone that our current master plan community has, which requires a whole slew of things that are eventually memorialized into an MDA. And those include like a community structure plan, just a bunch of things that take a long time, months and months, if not years, in planning and stuff. And so once they get annexed in, they'll continue with that process that they've begun, and we'll be able to see that. But for the public, we wanted to make sure, since... in principle, obviously you have to vote and consider tonight, if they were to come in, you've long said the densities in our current master plan community are about what you're looking for. And if you look at the agreement, it reflects that, the open space requirements in there. They've agreed that they'd partner on a park in the first 10 years. And so those are all outlined as you've been able to see since we've got the packet out to you and as you've directed us in to discuss with them. So... That's kind of the high-level overview.
In detail at tonight.
Well, I just didn't know if you knew that they were coming in with a zone.
We probably hadn't hit that before.
I don't think we've talked about it before, and I wanted to make sure.
That is part of your presentation.
Yeah, that's my question.
So
I'll make sure I cover all of that.
So you'll be the one standing up, and you're going to do an overview, so those listening in will hear that.
Yes, I'm happy. And anything you don't think I covered, just say... I'll go as quickly as possible so these guys, well, he can't give me more grief about taking too long.
But the public's going to come in really confused.
I mean, I can do it in 2 minutes
so
if
just,
you want.
Just
and in-depth overview is,
I think.
Yeah, and as you guys know, it started really in 2007 in the first amendment to the MDA for Daybreak development that we started talking about, hey, if you're ever going to annex, they'd like us to think of them, and we'd like to think of them to think of us, and eventually that came to pass, and so it just moves on from there. And so I'll walk through that whole history. I've got that prepared.
Even has two slides.
Ryan, you're getting aesthetic.
They even had one of them made especially.
Do you have hand puppets?
No, but
I had the slide made by
someone. I had one of them made. Well, they're both made by other people, but
only
I thought of one of them.
Only as good as our best assistant.
I will say, if you give me too much grief, you're going to have to watch another open meetings video.
So. Ryan, have we told you how wonderful you are?
I know the way. No, but from the standpoint, we'll walk through the whole history, and then their petition to annex. Our acceptance of that petition, which you guys did, so I don't have the dates right here because I don't have it pulled up. But and then no protests during that period. A week and a half ago, Anna and the Public Works guys went out and they put up these huge posters out in the rain and snow and everything. And so we've done everything we can to notice this, everything we can to involve everybody, as open as we possibly can be, happy to answer any questions.
I would say one of the points is, here's what the requirements are for annexation, and I'd like you to point out, here's what we did above that. So we're required to post signs. In addition to that,
about the process.
In addition to that, we've posted on social media. We've got a video. We've got a Q&A. I'd like the public to hear that here's the baseline requirement, and we went above that.
Yeah, because from the attorney's perspective, like, we could have put 20 signs out, but I'm like, it says 10. Let's not do 10 because I don't want to get challenged. But, yes, all the social media, all the communications
media,
and everything.
Yeah,
Rachel, I know Rachel and Melinda and their team have done an excellent
job at
putting it out. And then as Rio approached us, we asked.
The video, the Q&A website, all of that's been fabulous. The public needs to know that's
exactly
what we did because we wanted them to be.
Well, and that's what we asked them to do is they came to us and said, we'd like to annex in. We need you to be out in the public, and they responded pretty well in getting out there. And I know, Ms. Sander, you were highly involved in that, saying you need to get out, you need to get the video and stuff. And for a large, large entity like them, they turn things around very quickly.
Yes.
I mean, not quickly for what a lot of us would think, but they got to get approvals from halfway around the world. So from that standpoint, they've worked really well with us. They are eager to come into the city. They love the partnership we've had before. They want to continue it. And I think it worked pretty good. We spent half the day working on a daybreak project that tomorrow we'll present to the HDRZ committee. And these are generational projects, right? These will outlast you and me and most of the people in this room. And so it's need to be part of them. Any questions you have, that's basically going to be the overview of the presentation. I'll get into as much minutia or as little as Jason wants on the little side. So, sorry, Mr. McGuire wants.
2 minutes equals 2 hours, so I think we'll be okay. Anyways.
However you'd like it. Dustin said I have 20 minutes per slide.
Oh.
No,
that's like 24 hours.
That was my estimation of how long this
is. We have to be home by
midnight. We already did tell the daybreak folks we might be coming straight from this meeting tomorrow to our meeting tomorrow. It's possible.
We did bring
our coming straight from City Hall.
You know, you have a 3-minute timer. Just push the button. I'll stay within it. I can do it. I don't
think it needs to be a half an hour, right? Honestly,
no.
I think
no, like
think
literally,
15
my
minutes,
remarks
maybe
are 2 to 3 minutes. Because it's just an overview, and then there, if there's questions, we'll answer them. The applicant, Rio Tinto Kennecott, they have a presentation that may take a little longer, but we've talked about as much about it in this setting as I was planning on talking there. Because we just want to give everybody the overview of what it is. And the one thing that I'll preface, there are two different items, but they mingle together. But we want to make sure the public hearings focus on the annexation, regardless of the MOU. The MOU sets the stage so that people say, oh, you're just doing A5 to quadruple densities and have this terrible development there. The MOU is there to say, no, this is the intent and what we're all agreeing to. And that'll be the second thing you vote on, and the density is the same as in the other master plan community, 5 units per acre. And so the public will mix those as much as they want as you consider and vote. You have one item and the other, which you do all the time with development agreements and zonings, right? It's the same thing.
I intend to turn to you and have you make your presentation, and then turn to Rio Tinto Tinoco, because we always give the applicant an opportunity to speak or present before the public hearing, so the public has the chance to hear as much as possible, right, before they...
I believe it's Wayne. Wayne.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. That's what we were told the other day, is Wayne would be presenting.
Okay. Okay. And that is the entirety of our later agenda for the regular council meeting, because...
We tried to keep it simple. But very, and I'd like this on the record, very bluntly, we moved many other things off that agenda so we can accommodate and answer and be as open with the public and give them as much of time as possible.
That's a good call.
And like, if you look at that agenda, anything else has basically been moved off other than a few ceremonial type items, and it's for the public. And so whether there's 5 or 50, we want the public to be able to ask and understand. I mean, this is an important thing to the city.
Yeah. Thank you. If nobody has any other questions about our regular agenda, we'll move on. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask for a motion to move us into executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
Mayor, did you get a motion for that?
No, not yet. I'm turning to my amended and all my notes in the other agenda.
Sorry.
It's not the one in front of me right now. So let me announce this, and then I will ask for a motion to amend. So our closed hearing will be for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, the discussion of the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual. And I need to ask for a motion to amend the agenda to include reasonably imminent litigation as well. Do I need to amend the agenda and then ask for a motion to go into closed session? All right. Can I get a motion to amend the agenda to add reasonably imminent litigation to our closed session?
So moved.
Second. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Who are you giving second to?
Shuck.
I think Dawn was first.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure our notes line up. All right, all in favor of amending the agenda so that our executive closed session also includes reasonably imminent litigation, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the agenda is amended. Now, can I please get a motion to recess our city council meeting and move us into executive closed session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual, and reasonably imminent litigation?
So moved. Mayor, well, give a second.
I'll second so we can move on.
The one thing I would say, can we reverse the order? Because the first two need to be recorded. This, the middle one, the character and competence, does not need to be recorded. And so from a just ease of doing things, I think it would be either for technical to do one, do the property, then do the litigation, both recorded, then we can turn off the recording.
Are you okay with that? In that order, so we add the litigation second.
I don't think you need to change
no.
Okay. So it's clear.
That's the order we're going in. All right, we'll
That's
discuss
great.
Property and then litigation and then the individual. All right, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay,
yes.
Welcome back. I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.